Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, my
Hi.
name is Michaela Colleen, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Johnny B. Brown, BROWN Brown. Are you ready for me to
Okay.
transfer?
Absolutely. Thank you. Hi, Johnny.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, good. So again, my name's Jessica. I'll be helping you out today. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Repeat that.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I'd like to see, do I meet the criteria?
Okay, perfect. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. Okay. And you're willing to affirm that to the law firm as well?
Repeat.
You're willing to affirm that to the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma or leukemia after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
You were. Okay. Was it the non-Hodgkin lymphoma or was it a subtype?
Non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Okay. And then, bear with me. Have you had one or excuse me, have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
I have one.
One, okay. And you are filing the claim for yourself?
I'm filing a claim for myself, yes.
Okay. What year were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed September 11, 2013.
Okay. September 11, 2013. And I'm sorry to hear about the diagnosis as well.
Well, some things you can't do nothing about, but then that's how it's a lot of things going on like that.
Yeah, but it
Well, they
shouldn't have
start out
happened
good
to
and they end up
you.
being bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you're in remission now.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that. Do you know where you were spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or work or both?
No, I was at home. I was using it in my backyard to kill weeds and grass.
Was anyone else in the household also diagnosed with a lymphoma? Any friends,
No.
family members, neighbors? No. Okay. And what was your age at time of diagnosis?
My age of diagnosis, that was 2013.
Or I could do the math too. You know what year were you
I'm
born?
58.
58. So 55 would have been the diagnosis year. I mean, not diagnosis year, but age. And then how many years did you spray the Roundup, estimately? And this is just best to your knowledge.
Like I said, I use Roundup for about 12 years.
About 12 years. Do you know what year you started using it, estimately? Was it like when you first moved into a home?
It was April 2001.
Okay. So you stopped in 2013 when you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then some of the questions are a little repetitive, so I do apologize, but did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And then this the phone we're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It is a smartphone.
Smartphone, okay, perfect. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. A citizen of the United States, excuse me.
A citizen, yes. A citizen, yes.
Okay. Yes. Sorry, thank you. And then the illness section here, were you ever diagnosed with any HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease?
No.
No?
No.
Any hepatitis C?
No.
Any hepatitis B?
No.
Organ transplant?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
What is that?
It's called Epstein-Barr.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is, but I say no.
EBV, nothing like that. Okay, lupus?
No.
Okay, and what about any other cancers that required chemotherapy other than that? An HL diagnosis?
It wasn't any besides that.
Nothing besides that. Okay. Any family cancer, history of cancer?
I'm going to say no right now, but I could be wrong. I think one of my uncles or some had cancer or someone at one time, I think. I don't know for sure. I'm just not sure on that.
Okay. No worries. And you said the main injury or medical problem was the non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Can you spell your first name for me?
J-O-H-N-M-Y.
Okay. It's not Jonathan or anything like that legally?
No.
Johnny.
J-O-H-N-M-Y.
Okay. And then she said last name's Brown, B-R-O-W-N?
Correct.
Okay. Do you have any, like a suffix, like junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
No. Okay. And then... can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay, and are you married?
Single.
Single, okay. And then what is your date of birth?
11/23/58.
Okay, and then what is your social?
331-58-2408.
Okay, perfect. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV ad, social media?
I was looking at a TV commercial.
TV commercial. Okay.
And then I went online a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. And then do you know, and this can be approximately, do you know when you first became aware that like your cancer diagnosis was related to Roundup?
They ran some tests. They, my doctor told me to stop using it. They ran some tests.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it was in like 2013?
It was 2013, probably September 3rd, 2013, when and they gave him the test.
Okay. And then what's your height?
5'7".
5'7". And then your weight?
230, I think.
230, okay. And then what is your email address?
brownjohnny@451gmail.com.
So Brown Johnny.
Brown Johnny.
451@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then is the 618-882-2999 the your cell phone?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll go next year through the Roundup usage information. Do you know how many times a year you were spraying the Roundup, or how many times per month? And this is just best to your knowledge.
Two or three times a month.
Two or three times a month?
Yep.
Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before being diagnosed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know we kind of went through it earlier. You said you started roughly in 2001.
Yeah.
And then what was the, you stopped in 2013.
Yeah.
Roughly, okay. So 13 years total. Did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
Yes, of course you protect your eyes, little mask sometimes.
Okay. And you said you applied it in your backyard or for the yard?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, in the backyard, yeah.
Backyard, okay. And then what state did you use the product in?
In Illinois.
Illinois. Perfect. And then we'll go through the exposure information. You said it was, you were using it at home. So was it residential?
Yeah, it was residential at all.
Okay. And you said you were spraying it in your backyard.
Yep.
And then how were you exposed? Was it direct exposure or indirect? So were you the one doing the spraying?
Yeah, I was the one doing the spraying.
Okay.
So that would probably be direct, I would imagine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You said you personally did spray the Roundup yourself. Correct? Sorry
correct.
For the repetitive questions.
That's all right. You're doing what you got to do.
And how, let's see, how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
How often was I present?
Yeah, so you were spraying the Roundup, so you were there the full time.
I was there all the time, because I'm doing the spraying.
Okay, perfect. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
That's one. That's the first time. I mean,
let me double check.
Or when you say that,
I'm gonna double check if it's hours that they're looking for or years. Bear with me here.
Okay.
And then, let's see here. Did you live near a water well? Did you get water from a well for your home?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever been to, or excuse me, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
No. Were you ever exposed to benzene?
Repeat.
Were you ever exposed to benzene, which is a type of chemical?
No.
No. Okay. Were you ever exposed to Agent Orange?
Agent Orange, no.
No. Okay. And then do you know what type of Roundup was used, if you had to add anything to it, or if it was already pre-mixed?
It was mixed and concentrated, both of them. Both. Whatever the store had at the time, I would get.
Do you know where you were purchasing it? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace's, Tractor Supply?
Walmart.
Menards, Walmart.
Okay. Walmart. Mm-hmm.
And then do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases? If not, no worries. They just want to know.
Repeat.
Do you have any, like, receipts or proof of purchases?
No, I don't have any receipts.
Okay, no worries. And then did you have, do you have any Roundup in your possession still, like empty bottles?
No, I don't have any of it around now.
Okay, no worries. And then next, were you ever a smoker?
No.
No. Okay, and then employment information, are you currently employed?
No.
No. Okay. And then next here, bear with me. Did you lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Repeat that.
Did you lose any time from work due to like surgery or treatment? Due to the cancer diagnosis?
I didn't lose no time from work, no.
No? Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. And then, were you ever involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability or worker compensation claim?
No.
No. Okay.
Disability, no.
Okay. Did you ever file a bankruptcy claim?
No.
No. Okay. And then other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I've got a couple tickets or something, but I think that's it.
That's it.
Or as I know of, I don't...
Okay.
I think it's nothing major, I don't think.
Okay, no worries. And then, do you remember who the diagnosing facility was?
You asked me what now?
Do you know what hospital you were diagnosed at?
St. Louis Cancer Center.
St. Louis Cancer Center.
St. Louis University Cancer Center. Yeah.
In what city?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Bear with me, man. Is that on Kennerly Road?
No, it's on Hill. Beast Avenue.
Beast Avenue?
It's on Beast. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one moment. It was St. Louis Cancer Center. Let's see.
St. Louis University Cancer Center.
Oh, university. Okay, one moment. On Vista?
On Vista, V-I-S-T-A, I think.
T-A? Okay.
V.
Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Mark Kessler.
Okay, I'm gonna need the name once more. I'm trying to find his info. You said Dr. Mark.
Mark Fessler.
With a V?
With the F.
F.
Fessler.
Fessler.
Yeah.
Okay, so F-E-S-L-E-R. Sound familiar?
Repeat that.
F as in Frank, E, S as in Sam, L as in Larry, E-R?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. And then do you know, let's see, do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
No. They got them at the hospital.
They have them at the hospital. Okay.
Right.
Okay. No worries. And then, how was your diagnosis, like cancer diagnosis? Do you know how it impacted your life later on?
Right now, I'm cancer free right now.
Mm-hmm.
I became cancer free in 2017.
Okay. Did it affect you like mentally, physically as well, like during the cancer treatments and stuff like that?
Yeah, it affect you mentally and physically. You know, you don't do things quite like you was, and you ain't moving as fast as you is, all kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear too.
That's all right.
And then, next year, let's see. Were you treated at the same facility as you were diagnosed?
I was treated at St. Louis University Cancer Center.
Okay. Let me re-find it here. We are almost done. I do apologize. Thank you for bearing with me. One moment. Were you treated at that hospital in 2013?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then, do you know what treatment you received? Was it stem cell transplant, chemo, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
They gave me chemo.
Chemo.
They gave me immune therapy, and they gave me some painkillers.
Okay. And then let's see here. Next, we'll go through your contact information. What is your mailing address?
622 North 37th Street, East St. Louis, Illinois.
St. Louis, Illinois.
East St. Louis, Illinois.
Zip code?
62205.
62205. Okay, perfect. So again, 622 North 37th Street, East St. Louis, Illinois, 62205.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then emergency contact. Now we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Do you want to add an emergency contact?
For contact,
Okay. Do they live with you?
Samisha Brown, huh?
Do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. And then what was the name once more?
Celicia Brown, like Felicia, but it's Celicia.
With an S?
Yeah, with S.
Okay, Brown. So info, so it's SELICIA.
SELECIA.
CIA. Okay. Perfect. And then her phone number?
Area code 618, number 420-6725.
Okay, and then their relationship?
Daughter.
Daughter. Okay, thank you. And then bear with me and make sure nothing else is needed. I'm just going to reconfirm a couple things here, and you can just give me yes or no's. So again, you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And then you didn't already get an attorney to help you with a claim.
No.
Okay. And then you were, excuse me, diagnosed between 18 to 79 years old for the diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you had at least 2 years of exposure to Roundup in your lifetime.
Yes.
And then you did use the product for at least 1 year before being diagnosed.
Yes.
And then you had direct exposure.
Yes.
And you do have medical records, correct?
Yeah, you can get them from the hospital.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and send you over the forms here. Bear with me. It'll be sent to your phone as well as email.
Okay.
One moment. Okay, bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep them up and send them over to you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, actually, before I do that, it is giving me an error here. For the what city or what did you spray it in? Illinois? Or Illinois, excuse me.
Illinois.
What city?
East St. Louis.
East St. Louis. Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment.